Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, I'm here today with Justine Turner, our patient coordinator for our weight loss program. How are you, Justine, today?
I'm doing great, Lisa. Thank you for having me. Very excited to talk today on the show.
Great. You've been with the Prather Practice close to 5 years now?
Almost 5 years. Actually, I think the end of April will be 5 years.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And we love having you here. You are so positive. You motivate people. You're just a breath of fresh air when you come in here. And that's what I hear from patients, too.
Thank you.
A little bit about your background. You're a licensed massage therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit how you got into this position.
Okay. So I'll start from when I was 22 years old. I started working for a chiropractor, and he really is the one that introduced me to just integrative health and holistic living. I learned a ton about the central nervous system and the musculature system and just how our body processes foods and toxins. And I decided from there that I really wanted to learn more about the body. So I went back to college. I had originally went to Ohio State for a couple of years studying psychology. And I went and completed a 15-month program for therapeutic body work. And what was really cool in that program, we actually learned a lot about nutrition and just eating whole, dense foods, holistic living. We learned a little about traditional Chinese medicine. And so from there, I became a licensed massage therapist, started practicing just body work, and then always had a passion for just motivating people and coaching, and really wanted to dive into it at some point. I love nutrition. I love the science behind it. I love how forgiving our bodies are. You know, we can be really hard on our bodies, but they sure do forgive us and help regenerate some of the, you know, bad choices that we can make sometimes. Started working here almost 5 years ago and really just learned so much from Dr. Prather. Mm-hmm. Quite frankly, I think I've learned more from him than all of my education combined. So, you know, just working here, learning how we integrate structure and functional mm-hmm. all together. Then I was given the opportunity to start with some health coaching here, which I absolutely love. It truly is my passion, just helping people get off to a better start with, you know, their lifestyle and habits and creating longevity over a long period of time, you know, implementing small habits that create great results. Mm-hmm. So from here, now my goal in 2021 is I do want to become certified in health coaching and life coaching and also get my certification in personal training.
That's wonderful. And, you know, one thing is you live it too. You live this structure function model, the health model. So when you are coaching patients, you come from a place where you are living it.
Yes, I fully believe that we have to immerse ourselves in the things that we're passionate about. And I also believe that we have to practice what we preach. Mm-hmm. And so if I am going to tell a patient what they should be doing, creating vital behaviors for their health, I certainly want to be doing it in my own life. And not to mention, I have the same struggles with food mm-hmm. and the same struggles with stress. And sometimes I am not motivated, but creating accountability and having a community to where people are all supporting you. And one of the reasons I love working here is because this environment keeps me going, keeps mm-hmm. me accountable for the lifestyle choices that I'm making. So I definitely think it's important to practice what you preach. And I can also relate to the patients, you know, who are struggling because I have lived that. You know, I definitely have emotional behaviors with food sometimes. So for me, I have to create those goals for myself and stick with them so that I can be the role model that patients need so mm-hmm. that they can succeed in their lifestyle choices and health as well.
Yeah. And you kept saying accountability. I think that's key, the accountability part of the program.
It absolutely is. Consistency and accountability is mm-hmm. going to be where you can create long-term benefits. Mm-hmm. It is so important to have somebody to keep you accountable. You know, it's interesting because I will sit down and talk with someone and they will say to me, "Oh, I already know what to do. Well, that's amazing. I'm so glad you know what to do, but there's a reason you're in the position that you're in right now. So it's either stress, relationship with food, lack of accountability, lack of support. There's something that is happening in that person's life that's not keeping them where they need to be as far as their diet goes, or they're exercising, or just relationship with food. So when you have a coach or a support network that keeps you accountable, every day you're going to show up because they are showing up for you. Mm-hmm. You know, we have daily check-ins with our patients that are in our programs, and I will just shoot them a message and say, how are you doing today? Did you get enough rest last night? You know, what's your workout plan going to be? What foods are you eating today? Those conversations daily keep you accountable. Mm-hmm. If you don't have anybody holding you accountable every single day, and you're being weighed down with just life stress in general, it's really hard to keep yourself motivated. Yeah. And it's really hard to make those healthy choices when you're consumed with life in general, you know, raising kids, running a business, working, all of the things that can bog us down. When you have somebody there saying, hey, Lisa, you're doing okay. Mm-hmm. It's going to be all right. Let's make better choices today. You only drank 8 ounces of water yesterday, let's increase it to 40 ounces today.
Yeah, I remember I went through the program and you would have me send pictures of, you know, my meal or whatever. That's accountability.
It does, yeah, because it
makes me think about what I'm eating.
Yeah, and oftentimes people will think that their portions are okay, and they'll kind of teeter-totter with their weight loss during our HCG program, which we'll get into a little bit later. And I'll say, send me a picture. You know, let me see your portions and tell me what your portions are. And sometimes it can be as simple as not weighing your protein raw when you're supposed to have 3.5 ounces of protein. Mm-hmm. If you weigh it after it's already cooked, you're going to have more ounces in that portion than if you weigh it before it's raw. So sometimes it's just, you know, keying in on those tiny little things that need to be shifted, and that's where accountability and having a coach can help you.
And we were talking before we went on the air about 2020 and the stress of 2020 and all that, you know, we've gone through as people, and how we need each other. We need that community more than ever. We need that support. We need to be talking to each other on, you know, how we're doing.
Absolutely. I think 2020 has been a year of trials and tribulations, and everybody that I've talked to, and I'm sure you too, we've all been through so much. And I think it's so important going into a new year, seeing it as a fresh start, a new beginning. I know it's cliche, but it's so important, because if you look at how we start a week, you know, you hear so many people saying, on Monday, I'm going to drink more water. On Monday, I'm going to get 8 hours of sleep. And people use Monday because it's the start of a new week. So it's a fresh beginning. It's a new day, new goals. And that's how the new year is too. It's just a great way to reshift your mindset and to refocus and realign with the things that you want to succeed. It's so easy to get off track throughout the year. So at the end of the year, you have the holidays and just the hustle and bustle. It's easy to get off track. So January 1st is a great way to refocus. And with all that we've experienced in 2020, it's so important that we do lean on each other. We lean into the people that encourage us, the people who are supportive, the people who want us to succeed, and the people who bring out the best of us. So I always tell patients, if there is somebody that is not serving you in your life, if there is a habit that is not serving you in your life, why are you holding on to it? What is it doing for you other than creating more stress? And there's, you know, a point in your life when you just have to focus on the things that matter to you, not necessarily everyone around you. You know, self-care is very important. And when you start a new year focusing on you and the things that you want, you're going to be a better parent, a better spouse, a better employee, a better boss, you know, a better sister, daughter. Overall, you're going to be better for everyone that you care for, because you're caring for yourself. So the start of the new year is kind of like a new beginning. You know, it's an awakening for you as an individual, but also for the team of people around you that support you.
Yeah, very important.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about, as patient coordinator for a weight loss program, we call the weight loss program DTS. So what does DTS stand for?
So DTS is our center that focuses on health management through nutrition, supplementation, diagnostics, and exercise. DTS stands for Dedicate, Transform, Succeed.
I like that.
Yes, and by incorporating all those factors, we can provide a comprehensive approach to your health management, setting goals, and helping you succeed in those goals. And overall, our programs are to create longevity and our patients' health.
Mm. So what programs are offered here at the Prather Practice?
So we have three programs. We have our HCG. We have a food sensitivity program and a wellness program.
Okay.
All three encompass different different strategies, but at the end of every single program, we have the same goal, and that is creating long-term benefits so that you can live longer, be happier, you know, have better overall health.
Quality of life.
Absolutely, quality of life. Yep.
Well, great. When we come back, we're going to talk specifically about the HCG program first.
Sounds great.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology. Well, let's talk about fascia restrictions. Fascia is kind of like a shrink wrap that surrounds every muscle in our body, and it can become dried out and lose elasticity, leading to more tension and stiffness.
One of the interesting things that they've been doing research, and this has just come out within the last 2 years, is that the fascia is one single organ. It's as much of an organ as your liver, heart, or kidneys. So all the fascia in your body is completely connected with each other and intercommunicates with each other. It's the main thing that determines your posture. Matter of fact, it has a very big effect on the nervous system. So as you can get the fascia back into alignment, it can actually change how the nervous system works. And much of the muscle is controlled by the fascial material. And if you look at the low back, it just covers the entire low back.
Really?
So oftentimes your low back problems is connected to the fascia material. Fascia is really where rapid release comes through. One of my good friends, Warren Hammer, that's his main thing, is fascial. Actually, I introduced him to the rapid release. He came to my office. I was working on him, doing some adjustments. And then I took the rapid release and went over it.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "What is that?" As soon as he saw the rapid release, it's just revolutionized his treatment. Yeah. And that's the main thing he teaches now, is how to release fascia with rapid release.
A lot of people are tight in their glutes. The piriformis syndrome will get them in a prolonged stretch and run the rapid release over that just for a few minutes. Big changes.
Oh, yeah. It, again, revolutionizes fascial release.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through rapid release high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid release therapy by scheduling an appointment at the Prather Practice. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid release banner and enter code PRATHER2020 for a $100 discount available to the Voice of Health Radio listeners. Detailed lab tests are crucial to understanding your health. As Dr. Prather always says, if you don't test, you don't know. There are certain lab tests that all of us should have at least once per year. At the Prather Practice, we recommend three affordable tests that provide the blueprint to your health. The Prather Profile is the most comprehensive blood analysis available, providing more information about the function of your body than any other test. Minerals are the common deficiencies in the body, and hair analysis is the most effective way to analyze mineral levels. The bowels have the largest influence on the immune system, and the best way to test that is through the GI Effects Toolkit. The Prather Profile Blood Analysis and the GI Effects Toolkit are even covered by most insurances. Don't guess when it comes to your health. Discover the blueprint to your health at the Prather Practice by calling us at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about New Year, New You. And I have Justine Turner here, our patient coordinator for our weight loss program, health management. And we have three programs that we offer here for our weight loss program. HCG is one of them. We're going to be talking about that in this segment. The food sensitivity test, and then our wellness program. So Justine, tell us a little more about the HCG program.
So our HCG program is, HCG first of all stands for human chorionic gonadotropin. And basically that is a hormone that your body naturally produces during pregnancy. So when you see a pregnant woman and she's, you know, got this, she has this glow, her hair looks great, her nails look great, her energy is good, that's HCG doing its job during a woman's pregnancy. And they have found through science and research, when we use HCG in fat cells, it actually burns 3,500 calories a day. Now, I do want to clarify, when I say hormone, sometimes people think of human growth hormone or, you know, something that's really going to disrupt their hormones, especially men, because it's a natural occurring hormone in a woman's body. They get a little sidetracked or, you know, concerned that it's going to mess with their levels and their testosterone. And I just want to clarify, that does not happen. Okay, we are putting this in fat cells. So this is working to burn fat, blast away pounds, but most importantly, HCG communicates with a part of your brain that is where your metabolism takes place. Mm-hmm. So it talks to the hypothalamus, which controls your metabolism. And so HCG is going to help reset your metabolism. And through the program, we have three different phases. And that final phase is basically the stabilization period of where the hypothalamus has communicated with the HCG, and now we're going to stabilize your metabolism. So the way the program works is we have three phases. Our first phase is a loading phase, and this is a phase.
That's the fun phase.
That's the phase where people, Lisa, you've experienced it, right? That's the phase that people, I tell them, have fun with it. Now, we encourage our loading to be healthy fats as much as possible, but it's really hard to eat, you know, 20 avocados in one day and lots of nuts. And so that is kind of the phase where it lasts for 3 days, and our patients can really indulge in whatever foods they want. Again, we encourage the healthy fats, but we really want patients to, you know, have a lot of carbs leading up to the restriction, which comes into phase two. But basically, that loading phase is going to help your body store energy for the next phase. So then we go into our second phase, and that is where we have more of a caloric restriction. We have a food list that you follow. It is pretty restrictive, but truthfully, it really helps your discipline for when you're done with the program, right? So yes. So when you're given a list of foods that you know you can eat, that's what you have to follow. And those foods are foods that you should be eating on a daily basis anyway. So our second phase, again, it's the caloric restriction, but that's where
you're... And I felt like there were variety in that.
Oh, yeah. There definitely
is. Fish and chicken.
There's lots of different foods that you can choose from. The fruits, there's not a lot of fruits in the second phase, but they have found that the foods that they chose, Dr. Simeon, who is the one that created this, he has found through just a bunch of case studies that they did, people did better with the specific foods that he has on this diet. So if they weren't losing the inches or the pounds as quickly as they should have been, then he removed those foods and then just, you know, chose the specific ones. But I think people get used to it. It doesn't last long, right? It's just our program depends on what week's program that you choose. We have a 10-week program and a 14-week program. So in that second phase, you are doing your injections. And just to backtrack, the first 3 days, you actually have your injections as well. And then you go into the fourth day with your fourth injection. The patients do administer themselves. They can just choose, you know, the most fatty area on their body. We show them how to do it. And they just do the injections daily, and it's done first thing in the morning. And then by noon, you're ready for your lunch. And that's where you have certain foods that you can eat. And then you have a snack and dinner. And basically, you do that for anywhere from 25 days to 45 days. So then once you get through your injections, we go into our third phase, which is the stabilization period, and your menu increases. There's a lot of foods on the third phase menu, and that's basically just the time and the period where we focus on, you know, coaching you to make sure that you're ready to be out on your own and you've created healthy habits based on the diet, but also people have a great amount of weight that they lose. And I want to clarify, HCG is not just about weight loss. A lot of people will look at it as it's a quick fix. It is not a quick fix. And I tell people that it helps encourage weight loss because you are on a caloric deficit, but most importantly, and this is so key, it is communicating with your brain to reset your metabolism. So the number one goal for me as a health coach is I want your metabolism to be where it should be. And through, you know, just poor eating, stress, too much cortisol being released in the body, overeating, emotionally eating, lack of exercise, all of those things bog down your metabolism. So then over time, your metabolism is sluggish, you feel tired, and your body just gets in this, it's just in a bad place. And so we are resetting your metabolism so that when you're done with the program, you can go and enjoy foods that you like, all in moderation, and you're not gonna have to worry about the weight gain because now you've reset your metabolism. So a perfect example, if you take two people and you have a person who exercises 3 to 4 days a week, even 2 to 4 days a week, and they have a really good whole food dense diet. They're really taking care of themselves. They're using supplements to help support their immune system. They're getting, you know, 7+ hours of sleep a night. And then you take a person who is skipping meals. Maybe they're overweight. Their body fat percentage exceeds, you know, 35%, even higher in some people, 60% I've seen. And, you know, they're emotionally eating. They're not exercising. Those two people eat the same meal, okay? And let's say they choose a fast food meal. The person who exercises and who has really created a healthy lifestyle, they're not going to have any problem metabolizing those foods that they just ate. The person who has the poor habits and, you know, struggles with their diet and exercising, they're going to have concern with the weight gain. Their body's going to store that as fat. So HCG really helps encourage just revving up your metabolism.
Right. And I think that phase two, when you have the low calories, do you encourage people to exercise, or what is the exercise element there?
That's a great question. I'm so glad you asked. I encourage exercise. Absolutely. You have to exercise, period. And, you know, a skinny person can eat good foods and not exercise, but they've got to have that cardiovascular. You have to burn calories, and really exercise helps with stress. It releases stress. It, you know, increases that dopamine and gets those endorphins kicking in. And so, you know, over a long period of time, you create, you know, your body just gets into this mode of constant dopamine and endorphin release, so you're happier, right? So exercise, I encourage it. Now, if you're somebody who already exercises and you're already doing strength training, you can continue to do that on this program. If you're somebody who comes to me and you haven't exercised for 2 years, I'm not going to put you on a program where you're going to the gym and, you know, right. doing a lot of strength training. We're going to just incorporate small movements.
Like walking.
Walking, air squats are really good. Uh-huh. I encourage resistant bands, using an exercise ball, you know, just maybe some lunges or wall sits. Anything to get your body used to that motion and that movement is definitely important. So the exercise program for people who aren't real used to exercising it's minimal, yeah. but we encourage 3 to 4 days of 30 minutes or less of exercising. If you're somebody who already works out 45 minutes, 3-4 days a week, continue doing that. But if this is something new for you, 20 to 30 minutes, 3 to 4 times a week is going to be perfect.
Now, before someone goes on the HCG, are there diagnostics that are done?
So very important. Mm-hmm. We do not start any of our patients on a program unless it's approved, right? So mm-hmm. Dr. Prather and our nurse practitioner, they will review the blood work along with our EDS techs. And anybody who comes into our room in our DTS center, it has been either recommended by one of our medical professions and their blood work has been reviewed. So usually it's somebody who has pre-hypertension, perhaps they're already in hypertension, a pre-diabetic, or they do have diabetes. You know, usually triglycerides are high. There's something that has been thrown off in the blood work that has raised, you know, our eyebrows to say, hey, you need to get this under control. So absolutely, diagnostics are so very important in our office. And the great thing is I can look at the blood work too. And so I can look at, okay, this person is low in zinc, low in iron. So I'm going to tell you, eat these certain foods that are going to help you with right. that low iron and that low zinc. So I look at everybody's blood work when I see that they're on my schedule and they're going to be consulting with me, whether it's through HCG or food sensitivity. And I have already reviewed the blood work. So going in, I know exactly what to expect and already kind of have the goals in my head of, you know, what that person should be pursuing as far as which program. So we definitely
and
go
a lot
through.
Of people are on supplementation.
Absolutely.
To help this program, you know, to help them in this program, help their body.
And supplements are so very important. I've had patients who have said, can I still take my supplements while I do this? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So a perfect example is somebody who has an imbalance with their hormones. It is so important for them to continue taking their supplements while they're doing this. And actually, the HCG has been known to help aid in that balance for the hormonal imbalance that person may be going through. So we definitely encourage our patients to continue their supplements, and it all functions together.
Wonderful. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more on the HCG, and then we'll go into the food sensitivity test and hear some of your stories from patients and what the average weight loss has been on that HCG.
Perfect.
Program. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
My wife informed me that she made me an appointment for the gastroenterologist. If you're unfamiliar, that's the doctor that sticks the camera up your butt. I mean, they do other things, but that's what they're famous for. That's probably how they attract people to the field. You like photography? And I got a job you're gonna love. So she casually brought it up. She goes, just so you know, I made you an appointment for the gastroenterologist. And I said, just so you know, I won't be going. She was like, why wouldn't you go? It's just a consultation. I said, well, it's the principal. I'm an adult. I make my own decisions. Thank you. Anyway, so I'm at the gastroenterologist.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
I have so many patients who come in and they go, oh, I've had really thorough blood tests. I've had people who came in, well, I went to the hospital and they had $20,000 worth of tests that they did on me. And I look at their blood test and it was just a comprehensive metabolic panel. And I'm like, that's not thorough. Let's do the blood test, which is pretty cheap first, less expensive. And when I do the full panel on that, I go, ah, here it is. Here's your problem. And they go, you mean that was it? That was all they needed to do, and I didn't have to pay all that money. I said, yeah, sorry. But you start out with a good, thorough blood test because that's the most thorough, comprehensive, least invasive way of really finding out what's going on. So,
yeah, and can you imagine the money the healthcare system could save?
Yes.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightlossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we're talking today about new year, new you. We're ready for a new year, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Bye-bye 2020.
We've been talking about our DTS program, and DTS stands for Dedicate, Transform, Succeed. And we have three programs that we offer here at the Prather Practice. Justine Turner is our patient coordinator for this program. We've been discussing HCG and the HCG program. Again, HCG stands for?
Human chorionic gonadotropin.
Spell that.
I know. It's like I always have to think about it.
Oh, yeah. It's a mouthful.
It is.
So let's talk about what the results have been with the HCG program. What's the average weight loss for HCG?
Sure. So it definitely varies with each patient. If there's a patient who has lower body fat percentage, so let's say they're maybe 38% body fat, which isn't too terribly high. Anybody over 30% should be on some kind of program or dietary changes. So if somebody only has 20 pounds to lose, they can expect to lose, you know, anywhere from 10 to 15 pounds during the 10-week program. The 10-week program consists of 23 HCG injections. And when you're doing the actual injections, that's where you're going to see more weight loss because it does burn 3,500 calories a day, like we earlier stated. But if somebody has more weight to lose, they definitely see it come off pretty quickly during our HCG program. So typically, our patients will see anywhere from a half a pound to a pound lost during their actual injection stages. So anybody who
has phase two.
Yep. Okay. So anybody who has, let's say, 40 pounds to lose, I always encourage them to do our longer 14-week program because they get more injections. So they're going to have that longer period of where the HCG is communicating with the hypothalamus to help reset the metabolism. And those patients, again, can lose anywhere. I've seen patients lose over 10 pounds in just the first week. Which is amazing.
Oh, yeah. How encouraging.
Yes.
That?
So we've had a patient recently who lost 45 pounds during HCG. another patient who lost, she was at, I think, 42 pounds, just over 40 pounds. And her story is great because she was just in a really bad place with her diet. And her husband is a boxer, he trains, and her son is a professional boxer. Mm-hmm. And so she lives in this lifestyle of, you know, people who are eating and exercising regularly. And she just kind of fell into, like we all do, bad habits. And so she came to us and we were able to, you know, get her to drop 42 pounds and she is exercising now. Mm. We recently spoke and she sent me a picture and she looks amazing. Mm. She has continued her habits. And the best part about her story is that she has found healthier alternatives to some of the foods that we love. Okay, so, you know, if you're somebody who loves sour cream on your tacos, well, maybe you can use Greek yogurt instead of that. Mm-hmm. You know, so part of the health coaching with our HCG program is I really try to encourage people to have these alternatives, you know, to choose different foods that will help reduce the calories and the fat.
So, and that excessive fat, it's hard to exercise. Probably for her, right? You said she lost over 40 pounds.
Yes.
What was her body fat percentage?
So starting out, her body fat percentage was 45%.
Wow.
And she dropped
almost half. Okay.
Yes. And she dropped down to, I think we got her to 34%.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. So she's doing great and keeping up with those healthy habits.
And then she started exercising, felt like once you start getting that fat off your body,
you feel
stronger.
Move. Absolutely.
Yeah, your joints.
I think it's harder for people at the beginning. It's always harder at the beginning. The hardest part is, number one, committing, and then just making the decision to do it and following through. Exercising can be such a deterrent for people because it's hard work.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to exercise. It's hard to be motivated. That's why we always encourage just slow and steady movements at first. Mm-hmm. But like for this particular patient, she's in the gym now. She's working out with her husband, doing the things that she was doing, you know, 5+ years ago when she was feeling really good.
Yeah.
So she's lost the weight. She's getting stronger and more confident. And just her energy, you know, is so encouraging and so motivating. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really happy that, you know, she followed through with our program and now is living a healthier, happier life.
That's exciting.
Yeah,
that's real exciting. And with the HCG, what's included in the accountability? I know you're meeting with people once a week. If they can't get in, are you doing a virtual?
Okay. Yeah, that's a great question. So the way the programs work, we have our 10-week program and our 14-week program. So every single week, we are doing check-ins, weekly check-ins, where you physically come into the office and we sit down, we look at the foods that the patient is eating.
They're keeping a journal.
Keeping a journal. I keep track of it as well, and we're doing weigh-ins. So that is huge for accountability. I do encourage patients to weigh themselves daily now. I say that with caution because there has to be a healthy mindset going into that, okay? You know, a lot of people say pitch the scale. I like the scale because it allows our patients to see what their progress is. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but it gives them motivation when the pounds are dropping, but even if they become a you know, we call it a plateau, those are things that we need to see. We need to know what the weight is and how it's shifting so that we can change certain things in the diet. There are times when a patient can plateau, and basically it's a 4-day period where they haven't lost a pound. So we implement an apple day during that. And basically it's 6 apples for the day. And I've seen people drop 2 to 3 pounds just by implementing
an apple. Just stops that plateau.
Yes, it's amazing. So the accountability, we have our weekly check-ins and then daily check-ins. We use an app, so we communicate that way. And, you know, the patients will just send me a message if they're struggling. I usually can gauge, you know, which patients are going to be really good and disciplined and some people that are just going to need that extra push. So I might send them, you know, a little inspiration, you know, a motivation quote or something just to kind of keep them moving and going throughout the process.
Yeah, you're such a good motivator.
Thank you.
I know, back to the scale thing, you know, in my 40s, I never weighed myself, but before I knew it, I had gained 10 pounds in my 40s, And then I'm in my late 50s now, another 10. So did the HCG program, had great results, and weighing myself, and I continue to weigh myself in the morning so that I have some type of, I know where I'm at, you know?
Absolutely.
And then I can think about, so I, maybe I had a bad day, you know, it's the holidays, I've had some bad days.
We all have.
And get the scale and then re-gauge my next day.
Absolutely.
You know, or think about, okay, what did I eat?
Mm-hmm.
It's been very helpful.
Mm-hmm. It's,
you know,
just
to have that feed. It's feedback.
It absolutely is. Mm-hmm. And there has to be a healthy relationship,
yes,
with the scale. Going into it, you know, don't be obsessed with it, right? I tell patients, do not be obsessed with the scale. This is just to show progress. Mm-hmm. But if I do have a patient who, you know, has kind of plateaued and they're not, their weight loss, it has, you know, it, they start out losing a ton at the beginning and then through the middle, it kind of slows down. Then this is where I will get out the measuring tape and I'll say, I know that you feel like you're not losing the amount of weight that you should be. Number one, it's taken years for your body to get to this point. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a long time for us to really get you where you want to be.
Right.
So I pull out the measuring tape because oftentimes we lose a lot of inches more than pounds, especially
so women.
Oh
yeah.
My goodness, yes.
Yeah.
So I'll pull out that measuring tape and even though they only, you know, lost maybe a half a pound, they will have lost maybe, you know, 2 inches or something crazy in their waist or around their mm-hmm. hips. So, you know, we use the measuring tape also just to show the inches lost because HCG is about pounds and inches. You know, it's not just weight loss. It's about losing inches as well. If you're somebody who's exercising and building muscle, you know, muscle weighs more than fat. So, mm-hmm. you're going to possibly gain a little bit mm-hmm. when you're through that stabilization period and you've increased your strength training, for example. So again, you know, just monitoring it and having feedback, like you said, just seeing where your consistency is and making little shifts and tweaks in the diet so that, you know, we can make sure that you're maintaining and following through throughout the, you know, the entire program. So
yeah.
The scale can be daunting for people, but if you prioritize what its purpose is, then it's actually really great for us to just have feedback. I'll come in on Monday, for example, just to weigh myself if I've known, you know, if
yeah.
I know that I didn't eat the proper amount of nutrition mm-hmm. or that I didn't drink enough water or maybe I had some French fries.
Are you confessing?
Yes. And so it's nice to see how those foods cause me to fluctuate.
Yes.
Now, are you going to gain 3 pounds of fat from eating a bad meal in one day? No,
no.
You're not. But what you will gain is inflammation and fluid retention and bloating. And that does cause the scale to go up. So it's kind of fun to pay attention. I always tell people, you know, really pay attention to how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Your body is your vehicle. It is your vessel. It is your temple.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to really understand what you're feeling. And when you eat certain foods that drain your energy, feel that and recognize it and make those changes.
Yeah.
So, you know, coming in and just being aware of what you're putting into your body after a long weekend is really important.
Yes. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about the food sensitivity test because that helps a lot with inflammation in the body. We'll be right back. New year, new you.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
So what role does vitamin K play in pregnancy-related problems?
Well, pregnancy, the big thing, of course, is hemorrhaging.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about pregnant women, the majority of people don't have really, really strong deficiencies in vitamin K. But you start to get into functional levels and probably, I would say, 80% of all women are low on vitamin K.
What percentage? 80%.
And lactating women also, you mm-hmm. know, who are breastfeeding. Because vitamin K, the baby just kind of absorbs it. And most babies are deficient in vitamin K. That's one of the things that they're checking on, is the vitamin K levels, because they don't have the source from their gut because it hasn't kicked in yet. So the only vitamin K that they're getting is from mom, and they need a lot of vitamin K, so they're pulling it, sucking it in.
Mm-hmm.
So mom's levels are real high.
Just and then sucking it from mom.
And then you have a birth process, which can cause bleeding, and you can see where that can be a real dangerous combination.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure that mom has adequate levels, proper levels of vitamin K, is one of the big things, especially to prevent hemorrhaging, which can be life-threatening for the mom and for the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So almost all babies are low vitamin K. Almost all pregnant moms are low on vitamin K.
Mm-hmm.
So very important type of an aspect. Really could make a big difference if we follow those levels. Also, it's very important for nausea and vomiting. Vitamin K solves nausea and vomiting,
one of the major types
of things, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Along with B6, ginger, some of the other things. Excellent, excellent type of an aspect. Also, if you're low on vitamin K, remember I talked about the mitochondria?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're low on mitochondria and your body kind of stretches out, you get something called stretch marks, which is a sign of vitamin K and zinc deficiency. Also some vitamin C, but vitamin K plays a very big role along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And so women who go, oh, I don't want the stretch marks, you know, they almost don't worry about other things. But I say vitamin K, and you can take it internally, and then you can actually rub vitamin K if you can get it earlier on the stretch marks, and they will go away. So there's a cream that you can use on that. And spider veins, which is a big thing that women get when they're pregnant too. And you take it and then also rub the vitamin K on there, and spider veins can disappear.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
So raise your glasses.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about New Year, New You, and Justine is our patient coordinator here at the Prather Practice. And we just finished talking about the first program that we offer here at the Prather Practice for weight management, HCG. Let's talk about the food sensitivity test. Tell us about that, Justine.
Sure. So our food sensitivity test is very unique and personalized for each patient. And the way it works, we use a company in Italy called Daphne Lab. And basically what we do is we take a hair sample from the patient, send it to Italy, and based on that hair sample, the lab uses an energy frequency, a thermal feedback based on the hair and the food that they're testing and how those interactions between the two can create intolerances for that person. But also, it will tell us if the food does well with the patient. So based on the reading, we get a feedback on over 600 different foods. Now, I do want to emphasize that this test is the only test in the world that has over 600 foods that we are given to see if a person has an intolerance, which is amazing. So we basically, once we get that test back, we have an index number that we follow. And so let's say you're given a threshold number, and every patient has a threshold number. Basically, your threshold number is going to be what your body can tolerate with each food until it starts to have an intolerance to it. So if your number is a 32 and apple cider vinegar comes back as a negative 10, anything furthest away from that 32 is going to be better for you. So if you get into the negative digits, then that's considered a superfood for you. So that's where that personalized diet comes into place in the meal planning. And we're going to implement the foods that are further away from that number on your meal plan. Now, if you exceed 32, that's when you have an intolerance, okay? So I've seen patients who have had as high as 89 on their intolerance to specific foods, and that tells us that person needs to stay away from those foods. So I do want to just clarify the difference between a food sensitivity or an intolerance and a food allergy.
Right.
So a food intolerance basically generates a disturbance field that lowers your metabolic system. And over a long period of time, that can cause chronic and acute diseases such as headaches, weight gain, bloating, arthritis, acne, just to name a few, not to mention the digestive concerns, intestinal issues, IBS, Crohn's. You know, that's a food intolerance. Your allergy is going to be a reaction to the immune system. So that is something that is pretty quickly recognized when you have an allergy to a food, you know, difficulty breathing, feeling like, you know, your throat's kind of swelling up or having a hives, breaking out in hives. That's going to be a food allergy. So I just want to clarify the two, because sometimes people can come in and they think we're doing an allergy test and we're not. We're doing a food sensitivity test. And so based on the feedback, I then go through all of the foods that show up really good for the patient, and then we create a meal plan. And that meal plan is what our patients are going to follow. We do encourage some of those foods that show up highly sensitive, which gives us a red triangle. It's a red category of foods. We want to eliminate those foods for 60 days, okay? So you have to eliminate those foods to pull the inflammation out of your body. And based on science, we have found that if you remove certain foods that are inflammatory for a period of 60 days, that gives your body to gives your body time to reset and regenerate those healthy cells, pull out the inflammation so that your body can rebalance and get closer to homeostasis. I also want to clarify, not all food sensitivity tests are created equally. Right. I've had people tell me, well, I can just go to Amazon and get a food sensitivity test for $50. And I'm like, well, you certainly can do that, but there's a price to pay for that. You're not going to get the accuracy. So our test is 95% accurate, one of the highest accuracy rates that you can find, okay? And again, it's testing over 600 foods, and it's not a one-size-fits-all test, right? So we are going to customize a meal plan based on the foods that show really good for your system, and we're eliminating the foods that are showing inflammatory.
Now, do people lose weight?
They do. Absolutely. Because if you think about it, number one, you're changing your diet. So if you are, you know, if you've been eating fast food and eating a lot of foods that are creating inflammation in your body, we're pulling out that inflammation, which is going to help decrease your fat and the pounds.
I know when I follow, I've had the food sensitivity test, and it took care of my joint pain and my
knees. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, sometimes sensitivities show up differently for people. So I will talk with patients who don't even realize that joint and muscle inflammation can be caused from food intolerances. That's why it's so important, you know, at our office, we have this structure side and this functional side, because there have been times when, you know, there's inflammation in muscle, and we've done massage therapy, we've done rehab, we've done adjustments, and there's something going on, trigger point therapy, and we still just can't get the inflammation out of that person's muscles. It's their diet. We found a food that was creating inflammation, and so we pull it out and they're reset.
Now, we have 1 minute left.
Boy, okay.
This time has gone fast. We might need to do a second New Year, New You. But I want to make sure you have a minute to share what you'd like to share.
Sure. So I just want to encourage everyone, as we go into 2021, to just evaluate things that you need to change in your life, whether it's dietary, whether, you know, not just physical things, but your health goals, people in your life that, you know, are no longer serving you, perhaps choices that you've been making, and really look at the new year as a new opportunity to regain control of your life. And if you need a little assistance and coaching, please come and see us. I am here for you. I want to help support you, and I want to create a longevity of healthy lifestyle changes so that you can live longer and be happier and just live a more well-rounded, balanced life.
Well, thank you, Justine. You are so motivating.
Thank you for having me, and I hope to see some of you in the office soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. For the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.